of before the clerk reads it. We have several of these before us today. This is something I ask the department heads for every year to give this committee in particular a heads up on what is going to be happening maybe with the 2013 budget because it is the purview of the county executive. So this is the budget that was submitted to the county executive by the department. It also helps to clear that up later because sometimes we get angry at what ends up in the budget, and it's good. I like my for my committee to know what the department has submitted. And so for this particular part, because we do have in writing reports, and due to be sensitive to everyone's time, especially Ms. Stein, because she has some seniors to get up to Wisconsin Dells, and we know how seniors are about Wisconsin Dells. We will give each department head a two-minute kind of summary, and then if you have questions from the committee, by all means, please ask your questions, comments, concerns. All right. Madam Clerk, please read the item number 10.
From the Director of Department on Aging, providing an overview of aging's 2013 requested departmental budget. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Stein, you are on.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, there is absolutely nothing dramatic whatsoever in our budget request. Some of our revenues go down, some of our revenues go up. We end up with an increased budget of $372,000 offset by revenue, no additional tax levy. So the big initiatives in our budget will be working with the hospital systems in Milwaukee on care transitions to make life and health better for people when they leave hospitals and go back to the community, working on our prevention and wellness initiatives and bringing in new partners, working on our active aging research grant with University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine, working with the state on a new nursing home transition program that they've asked us to be a part of, and then finally implementing those new goals that we will learn from our area plan, which we're providing this year, which we will bring to you in December for approval, that really lays out our plans for the next 3 years. That's the high-level stuff.
Okay, very good. Does anyone have any questions on Ms. Stein's submitted proposed 2013 budget?
I do.
Okay, Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you for your budget. I would like to know why are you decreasing your STEs by 3.3. I'm trying to read over here what. You going to prioritize or what? I'm looking at staff adjustment.
Thank you. I'd like to know why too. And I just saw that we are abolishing two positions. One is a human service worker, Russian speaking, because we have no need for that anymore. We have Russian speaking care managers at Jewish Family Services, and the other is a service support specialist. Now that we're out of a waiting list in family care, we don't need that position. So I don't know why it says 3.3. As far as I'm concerned, our staffing should have gone down by two.
And you're absorbing those two people within your organization?
They're not filled positions.
Oh, they're not filled.
They're not filled positions, Supervisor.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. For the newer committee members, that's one of the most popular questions during budget, when you're reviewing a department's budget, is when there are positions to be abolished, are they filled positions, are they unfilled? Filled means there's an actual human being in that position. Unfilled means there's not. So, and that is one of the most popular ways here in Milwaukee County that departments save money, is by abolishing positions. All right. Anything else for Ms. Stein? Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Can you explain part of your budget where you try to take advantage of, let's say, federal funding or additional funding opportunities to, make less of a strain on your budget so moving forward you can take advantage of other sources of revenue?
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisor, we are constantly on the lookout for new federal and state funds to enhance what we do. in some areas, in simply funding the ongoing programs, that would be very difficult, but in creating new partnerships and moving on with new issues, that is often what we do. Again, we are receiving funding by being part of the state Active Aging Grant. We're receiving additional funding for our Prevention and Wellness Initiative. So those are all things that are being funded through partnerships and grants from the federal and state government. When you see our budget and when we present it, you'll see that almost all of the tax levy in our budget goes to support senior centers, which are the five county-owned senior centers that the department runs. That's where our tax levy is, and none of our other programmatic revenue that we get from earning or getting other sources is going to go to support those senior centers. Those are Milwaukee County's responsibility, although the seniors at those senior centers raise a great deal of money to help support their activities, which is fabulous.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Is there nothing further? Drive carefully.
Thank you.
Thank you.